This chazar is echnish abach cheskes shvag. Remember Yehuda mesechnas adarim daf lamed hey. Rabbi Yisrael Nachman, is there halacha of meila on an object that someone makes when he says carbon with a neder? Does that item become aser even with meila like real hegdish? Rabbi Nachman said our Mishnah says that in a place when money is given to someone who returns a lost object, the money should be given to hegdish since the person can't keep the money because his neder makes it aser for him to keep. This shows like we explained yesterday. So anyway, this shows that the neder is like hegdish because the Mishnah says that the money should go to hegdish rather than saying it should be destroyed by throwing it into the yam like it says in other places. So you see, it's truly hegdish. The Gemara shows that the answer to this question is actually a machlekes between Rav Meir and Chachamim in a brisa. Rav Acha, the son of Rav Avi, asked Rav Ashi, assuming that there's meila on the item of a neder, if someone says to his friend, "My loaf of bread is also to you," and then he gives it to his friend as a gift, who would be over meila in that case? It can't be the one who made the neder because the bread is not also to him; it's only also on the other person. It also can't be the recipient of the gift, even though the original person said it's also to him, because he would say that had I known it was also, I would never have accepted it as a gift. Rav Ashi said the recipient is the one who will be over meila when he uses the bread, because even someone who uses heglish by mistake is over meila. Therefore, this guy would be over Me'ila as well. And the fact that he said, "I wouldn't have accepted it had I known it was Hegdish," it does not make him potter from Me'ila. Zakt, the next Mishnah. One who is also to benefit from another based on a neder may have the one he is also to benefit from separate his truma and meiser with his knowledge. And so meaning again, so if Reuven makes a neder that Shimon's not allowed to benefit from Reuven, Reuven can still go ahead and separate for Shimon the truma and meiser with his das. He also, if Reuven's a kohen, he may offer his bird offerings for if he's a zav or a zava or a yeledes, and he also may have him offer the chatois and hashamois. He also may, he can have him teach him that Reuven can teach Shimon, even though Shimon again is also to benefit from Reuven. Reuven may teach Shimon medrash, halachas, and agadas, but he's not allowed to teach him mikra. Still, Reuven can teach Shimon's children even mikra. Frektigemar, they asked, when kahanim offer the kabbanis for other people, are they doing it as the shluchim of the people who they're bringing the kabbanis of, or are they the shluchim of Hashem? The difference would be if they're subject to a neder not to benefit from somebody. So if that person then brings a carbon, if the kahanim are considered to be the shliach for that person, and that person's not allowed to have hanor from that kohen because of a neder, then that kohen can't offer the carbon for the person. But if the kohen is only shluche d'shmaya, then the kohen could bring the carbon even for the person who's also to have hanor from him through a neder. And for the Gemara, Amisha says that the one who is usher based on a neder may offer the birds for the person. It must be that the kohen is considered to be the shliach of Hashem. If so, why does the Mishnah not simply say that this person can bring all the kabbanas instead of just listing certain kabbanas for the birds, for a zov and a zov, etc.? Why not list all the kabbanas? It must be that the kabbanas of those who need the carbon as a mechusar kapara are different. That over there, the kabbanas can be brought for the person even if the kohen is not allowed to give that person hanah. And it would make sense, like we see Rabbi Yochanan said, that such karbonis, meaning someone who's a mechusar kapara, karbonis of mechusar kapara, can even be brought without the owner's consent, based on the words of Zois Torah's Hazov, which teaches that it may even be brought by a minor who is for a cotton who is unable to give legal consent. So that's why it could be that the karbonis of mechusar kapurim maybe are different, because you're not really giving them a hanah, but a regular carbon. It could be, if the kohen was not allowed to give the person bringing the carbon hanah, it could be that the kohen would not be allowed to bring other karbonis for that person. How would Rabbi Yochanan dash in the words of Zois Torah's Hayeledes, since it can't refer to a ktana, because a ktana can't give birth? Mar said that's used to teach that the carbon can even be brought for a wife, who is a shaita. In fact, Rav Simon bar Abba asked, the Braisa says that a kohen who may not benefit a particular person based on a neder may offer even his chatas and his asham. This seems to refer to all chatos and ashamas and proves that the kohen may bring all karbanas for the person. The Mara says, no, it could be referring specifically to the chatas and the asham of a mitzayra, which based on the words of Zois Tia, Torah's HaMitzayra, applies to a cotton as well. This would mean that it can be brought without consent and may therefore be brought by a kohen who is also to provide benefit to the person, even if the kohen is considered to be his shliach. Gemara, Mishnah says that the kohen's bad intent can cause the carbon to become pigle. This has to be that must mean that the kohen is the shliach of Hashem. Because if he's the shliach of the person who's bringing the carbon, the person should say that I only made you a shliach to do proper for me, not to have bad intent, and therefore it should not become pigle because he was never authorized to have that bad intent. The fact that it does, if he has a bad intent, it creates pigle. It must be that he's not the person shliach. He must be shluch d'shmaya. And for the Gemara, the pasuk teaches that the kohen's intent can create pigle in any event. Therefore, maybe that he's considered to be the shliach of the person, and he can still make something pigle based on the pasuk, which seems to teach that even though you would think that maybe it can't have pigle, it shouldn't have an effect, still it does.